At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Friday. You made it. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is an amazing 56 degrees this morning. Shut up. You shut
so
up.
So nice. Like
shut up.
Sweet relief.
I walked out of my house this morning, and it was just like an instant.
Sucks.
Like, oh, you.
What?
No, Kimmy's making me mad. We're starting to show off. It's been 1,000 degrees every day. This will be the best day of the summer today. High of 73.
Perfect.
Sunny all the way through.
Yeah.
Like, this is what you dream of when you think of weather.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, this is great. It's going to be awesome. And then it starts to get hotter. Tomorrow won't be too bad. It looks like it's going to be sunny all weekend. High of 82 on Sunday. High of 78 tomorrow. Enjoy it.
Okay.
Until we're back in the blast furnace again next week.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Actually, tonight, you when it comes to perfect weather for a perfect situation.
What's going on?
Your Buffalo Bills, they have moved away from St. John Fisher University for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, the return of the blue and red or red and blue scrimmage down at Highmark Stadium.
Oh, okay.
Orchard Park, New York.
It's a night practice?
Night practice where, yeah, they all get into the stadium. It is a ticketed event.
Yeah.
And if you have not gotten tickets yet, I'm sorry. It's sold out.
Wait. They sold 60,000?
Lower bowl. They don't open the upper bowl.
But still a lot.
But still, what is that, 40,000?
30,000, 40,000, somewhere in between there. Kimmy, will you Google what the lower bowl at Highmark Stadium is?
Why don't they open up and make all that money? Why would they stop?
Because I think it actually costs them money to do this.
Oh. So is it how much are the tickets?
So tickets were free.
Oh.
You just had to get them, like training camp tickets, but they are no longer available. And again, you can't buy. I don't think you can buy them on StubHub or anything. So if you don't have one, either call all your friends, the dicks that took six and only need two.
Okay.
And see if you can get any of them. I believe that's what, at like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock tonight,
Kimmy? I think it starts at 5:30.
Starts at 5:30. Okay, so just a heads up, and Kimmy can back you up on this one. Both her and I have had a terrible experience with this.
Yep.
If you
think you're leaving early, leave earlier than that.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
So.
Yeah. Because you're hitting rush hour traffic, too.
Oh. So there's a couple of things that happens here. So it's at the stadium, so everyone's all excited about doing it. And it starts kind of early, like Kimmy said, with rush hour. So when you go to a Bills game normally, and you're used to this, going to a Bills game, they shut down all the roads around the stadium.
Yeah.
You got cops directing traffic, all this stuff.
Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah. And there's special accommodations made. They don't make the same accommodations for this scrimmage.
Oh.
So, like, however long it takes you to get to the stadium after you get off the exit, triple that.
Yeah.
No kidding.
It is. So Ryan, my brother and I went a couple of years ago, and it took us a legit hour from when we got off the exit to get to the stadium. Kimmy, you did this too.
Was that a couple of miles?
Yeah, it was worse than any Bills game I've ever been to. For whatever reason, it's a mess.
So go early.
Right. Yeah.
But like one of the best parts about the scrimmage, I mean, first of all, you get to see everybody like in their full uniform, so it's like real game day. Check it out. We're also going to get to see Josh and is he going to wear the real red helmet tonight?
Oh
my God. Guys. but after the scrimmage is over, most of the players will walk around the entire lower bowl, sign autographs, take pictures for fans.
Toss stuff into the stands.
Yeah, exactly. So here's what I love about this.
How's it?
The Bills, Josh Allen specifically, have trended towards the last couple of years only signing for kids.
Which is, that's the way it should be.
I agree with you 100%.
Okay.
But not all Bills fans are aware of this.
Yeah.
So it leads to one of the funniest interactions, and you'll see multiple videos tonight if you watch after.
Yeah.
Where Josh and other players will just skip over adults holding things out to sign like they don't even exist.
That's awesome.
All right. So if you watch these videos, Kimmy,
yeah,
it's in the mind of these people, these adults that want the autographs.
Yeah.
Like there's this fight happening because you obviously want this thing autographed, whether it's for yourself, whether you're selling it, whatever, right? And you love this person standing in front of you. Let's use Josh Allen.
Yeah.
So Josh Allen, kid, here you are, completely ignores you as a person. Kid. It would make you furious, but at the same time, you don't want to think bad things about Josh Allen. So you see these people, like, you can see their face, like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, and I can't tell if those guys are holding stuff out thinking they're not going to notice, like, it's just another
hand
thing that they're signing, or if they legitimate, because, like, I'll even, it's even more embarrassing when you see the guy that's like, Josh, I love you, Josh, over here, Josh. Like, they're trying to, like, get his attention
over
the kids.
It's the saddest thing a grown man can do.
And I get, like, being in awe of somebody. Yes. And maybe, like, you just become a different person. Like, you don't even know that you're going to become that person
until
they're standing right in front of you.
Oh.
But it is kind of like an embarrassing look.
Okay. Look.
What?
I agree with you.
It's that it's sad?
No, that as an adult in a group of kids, I see an autograph, it's sad. I do think you need to take a step back.
You better back off, man.
And realize that you, even as a grown man, have gotten giddy around some celebrities.
Yeah. I know.
Sometimes you can't control it. I cannot think of one specifically, but I know it is just a natural
thing. Most of them are dead that I like.
Okay. You've never gotten giddy as a grown person around somebody.
I mean, I'm trying to think, man.
Well, I'm just too cool, man. You know, like, I understand. I'm so cool.
I'm on the radio.
I got Saucony sneakers that are brand new that I'm waiting for someone to bring up. Like, sticking my foot out. I'm like a runner, but I'm not. I'm a walker. You know what's pathetic, Kimmy?
What?
Buying marathon shoes to walk around in. That's pathetic.
They're super comfortable.
It's not comfortable.
You see new shoes?
Saucony!
Yeah.
Do those have lifts in the back?
Well, they're thick.
They are thick.
I got my support thing.
Oh,
wow. Check that out.
Are you traveling today? What's happening?
He looks like airport time.
No, but my legs were hurting this morning.
It looks like you're like preparing for something.
No, but sometimes your legs, you know, when you get old.
Yeah, no.
They need a little, you know, a little pump.
Kimmy, can you think of the last celebrity where you got involuntarily giddy when you laid eyes on them?
Ooh. I haven't really been around anybody. But I honestly kind of feel like that around Josh Allen now because he's gotten so big. You know, he is the MVP of the NFL, and he's right in our backyard right now.
So, like, there are – okay, this is going to be really sad to admit. Again, we're talking about the return of the blue and red scrimmage tonight at Highmark Stadium in Buffalo.
By the way, last year they set an attendance record of over 36,000 fans.
For a practice.
Yes.
For a two-hour practice.
Wow.
If you don't have tickets tonight, they were free. They're sold out. You can't get in, whatever, so find them. And what did you say, 5:30 is when it starts this evening?
Yep.
So talking about getting giddy and Kimmy saying Josh Allen is that guy, look, I agree with her. Last year, go out to camp, you know, we got our media passes and everything. And, you know, we have friends that work in the franchise, like behind the scenes and stuff. So I'm catching up, talking to some guys. So as I'm talking to one of these guys, Josh has a question for him.
Oh.
So I didn't even realize Josh was there. So he, like, comes up behind me. And I hear him go, oh, hey. And he says the guy's name. And I'm like, that's Josh Allen's voice. That's Josh Allen's voice. So, like, I, like, kind of, like, he's, like, standing right next to me. And I, like, turn sideways so they can have a conversation. And I'm trying to play it cool.
So you're standing right next to Josh Allen.
But no, here's what happened. As he's having a conversation with my buddy here, he turns to me and goes, oh, hey, how's it going? I was like, oh, God, Josh, how's it going to me?
Which is weird because, you know,
I know.
Josh knows I exist.
Josh knows I'm a person.
You met Jim Kelly
multiple times
and technically he's more successful than Josh Allen at this point.
Are we talking financially or football?
I'm talking about football.
No, I mean, the guy
went to four Super Bowls.
Yeah, but he also had like five Hall of Famers on the roster with him. I'm not belittling Jim Kelly. Look,
sounds
man,
like he did a little bit right there.
I think it's different because I was a child that did not fully understand.
And that's the way it should be.
Yes. No, but I'm saying like as an adult, it is now, you are now able to comprehend
the magnitude of the situation.
Yes, I think that's exactly what it is.
The weight of the moment.
This is going to sound dumb, But no. When I was a kid, I felt like Jim Kelly belonged to me.
Well, yeah. I mean, he was part of your life.
Yeah, he's my hero. He's the quarterback of my team, right? He lives in my area, so he's mine.
And you could see him.
Yeah. Like, now, Josh Allen, you understand as an adult, like, this guy is making unbelievable amounts of money.
Yeah.
He is beloved by absolutely everyone.
Married to somebody in Hollywood.
He's like, a borderline national household name at
this
point.
Yeah, he's getting there.
And he's standing right there, and he goes, oh, hey, how's it going? He's sending a gun!
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty remarkable moment.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there are actors and musicians that if they did that to anybody listening, you go, oh, my God, that's a guy. Oh, my God, that's a guy. I just don't get you. It's okay to be human.
But if I don't have the feelings for it, what do you want me to do?
I feel like you just play this off, and maybe I'm wrong, because you want people to think, yeah, man, he's like on a higher level than everybody else.
Appeared.
Bro, you're going to tell me if Josh Allen walked up to you and said, oh, hey, how's it going? You'd just be like, oh, hey, what's up, man?
I don't know what else I would say to him.
Are you, like, damaged from the old show?
Probably damaged since day one.
Because, like, all these things say that you get to do that are super cool and you're like, it sucked. We're like, man, that's awesome. Like, is it just, like, a mentality you have about these things?
I don't know. Even on that old show, like it didn't do it for me.
Duh, man. Yeah. You know, whatever. Oh, it's Weeze's thing, so I have to pretend I don't like it. Weeze gets all this cool stuff, and I don't. Well, I think all that stuff sucks. You're
thinking of
Kano. Like, we got more excited for your buddy on Baywatch than you did.
Yeah. Someone Tommy knows. No, that's not true. Because he came in the next day after we told him about it. He was like, "Oh, what episode?"
Then you saw Jeff Altman, who You've seen like three people I work with back in the day that play scumbags on Baywatch.
Which is the only character you're allowed to play if you're a stand-up comedian.
Yes. Creeps.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I mean, I do think there's a hard line for like being in awe of Buffalo Bills players. I do think Josh Allen, at least personally, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Is Deion, would you be like, oh, it's Deion Dawkins? Like if he came up and started talking to you.
It would still be cool. But like, he's not like... You know,
he's
in
funnier.
National
he's more
ads and stuff.
Personable.
Yeah.
I would say Josh is probably.
No, but I mean, he's funnier.
How dare you? Okay.
I mean, he has more personality than Josh Allen.
See, this is what he does. This is what he does.
He does.
No, we're not trying to compare.
Exactly.
Here, actually,
I did. This is exactly what I was doing. No, but he knows what he's doing.
But that guy would come in and light up a room more than Josh with his personality. Josh could just come in and not do anything, and everybody would be in awe.
Yeah,
Deion Dawkins has a personality.
Okay, great.
He's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's funny. Josh is also funny. He said very funny things. He's like, hey, I'm going to start to do that thing where like I make it sound like I try to make people mad.
He's no Baker Mayfield.
It's what I do, man. Remember, Kimmy, when Tommy said Baker Mayfield was going to be 10 times the quarterback Josh Allen is?
I don't think he's given up on that yet.
No, yeah.
I'm hearing good things out of Tampa.
Yeah, hell of a
comeback. Is he still there?
Yeah, he just signed a contract extension.
Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, keep winning the division.
He's coming up.
9 wins every year.
Up.
Baker Mayfield, ladies and gentlemen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC. Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting study in what towns are known for.
Oh, okay.
Because for a very, very long time, this entire town's identity was this place. And that's changed because this town is known for a whole bunch more now.
Yeah.
While this place seems to be having serious problems.
I thought they fixed it.
So they've tried a bunch of different stuff, and it's not for lack of trying.
Mm.
It's just how our country is changing, how we as people are changing. But the problem is, this place is so big, and people identify this with this town so much, you have to do something.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So story on 13 WAM overnight, talking about Marketplace Mall out in Henrietta.
What are they saying?
Well, the mall that opened in 1982 is having a bit of a rough time retail-wise right now.
All right.
So they are seeing success with the U of R medical facility that opened over there.
Yeah, I thought it like kind of took over the joint.
It is, yeah. Like it's like it seems like it's like half the property now. Also, the over 50 apartments were booked up like the day they went on sale.
So what's the problem?
So that's seeing success. The problem is the retail section of the mall. The actual mall.
Yeah. I didn't think there was any there anymore.
A few
maybe
things
that's the
here
problem.
And there. But yeah, if you walk in there, it's kind of bizarre. It's really strange.
So the story sat down and talked to the town supervisor of Henrietta, and he is essentially saying something needs to happen. He estimated that 70 to 80% of the mall is vacant right now. 13 WAM retail wise.
Okay.
Yeah. 13 WAM walk through the mall. They counted. They said that of the 85 storefronts that exist in the mall.
Yeah.
Only about 24 are occupied.
So, yeah, because I thought there was no mall anymore.
No,
maybe that's the problem. Like, people think it's a medical center now that there isn't any stores.
Well, it's funny you say that because things have gotten so bad.
How bad is it?
That when you drive by the mall, JCPenney side, there is a big-ass banner hanging off the front that says, quote, "We are open," which is not the best sign for your store. By the way, JCPenney also struggling. They filed for bankruptcy a couple of months ago. So the town wants them to do more with this mall.
Okay.
Because originally, the reason taxes were so low in Henrietta was because so much tax
money
was coming from that mall. But there's a problem just past what is happening in Marketplace Mall. Because I don't want people to think, telling the story, that the folks who own the mall aren't doing all they can.
Yeah.
We are currently living through what they're describing as a retail apocalypse.
Apocalypse.
Apocalypse. A combination of higher prices.
Mm-hmm.
And online shopping are destroying traditional in-person retail stores.
Yeah, it's changing, I guess.
And a new study, Tommy, estimates that within the next 10 years, 87% of American shopping malls will close.
Wait. Damn near all of them.
Yes. In the next 10 years,
man,
this
really?
Study predicts.
Man, with all them malls we built in the 80s.
So let me read you the quote. Yeah. A research shows 87% of large shopping centers may close over the next 10 years.
God damn.
Maybe we overdid it though, because I do feel like with our size city.
Oh yeah.
We had no business having three malls.
We had four.
Four malls.
Were all the same mall.
Yes.
But that's what I mean. Like, I think eventually it was gonna kind of swing back a certain way. I mean, maybe nobody thought it would go this far, but like four malls, a little unnecessary.
All right, look, to your point, Kimmy, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Even during We Need Stores time, you didn't need two of the same mall.
No.
Literally on the same road,
right?
5 miles apart from each other, because that was Irondequoit and Greece.
Yeah.
They were both on 104. Yep. They both were the same mall. They were literally down the street from each other.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I mean, Kimmy, it made sense that every section of Rochester, the west side with Greece, south side with Henrietta, east side with Eastview.
I mean, with the way traffic is here, it's not like it would take you all that long to get from one spot to the other. So, you know, you can't even make the argument like the travel time would have been ridiculous.
But to counterpoint that, and Tommy, I think you can back me up on this.
What's that?
Right? Like, think of a time pre-online where if anything you needed, you literally had to leave the house to go get it, unless you were going to order something on QVC. And no one was buying jeans on QVC.
No, that's where I got all my Angel figurines.
And even there, you go to the Hallmark store or the mall.
Yeah. So when I moved here, actually, there was also Midtown Mall was still open, and it had that mini Wegmans in there.
So was Midtown? Were Midtown and Irondequoit open at the same time?
They were both open when I got here.
So we had
And Irondequoit was the brand new, shiny new mall that people were taking bus trips to go look at.
So six malls.
Yeah,
operating
for a little while anyway. Yeah.
Insane.
All operating together. All right. So with all of this information that we have here, struggling retail and marketplace mall and malls across America, the town supervisor saying something has to be done because this place is simply too big. The phone number is 252-WCMF. There are no bad ideas, and out of the box is probably better. What do you do with marketplace mall?
Like, what kind of retail do you put in?
Well, no, because it seems that retail ain't going to work.
Okay.
So we need to think bigger. And I will tell you this.
What's left?
When it comes to town codes, which we love to discuss in the break room, it's been changed to mixed use. So it doesn't have to just be retail and restaurants. You could really do whatever you wanted with that mall to attract people. What do you do?
Well, I'm trying to think of what's left after like a medical center, retail.
And you have everything in Henrietta already. That's the other problem.
Yeah.
Like you're in an area where it's full of every type of business you need or could imagine.
Well, that's the other irony.
What's that?
Is Marketplace Mall was so successful that it brought these other businesses to surround Marketplace Mall, which you could argue was detrimental to the mall itself.
Mm.
I mean, yes, the retail apocalypse plays into it. The online shopping plays into it. But like, if Jefferson Road didn't become this bastion of retail, the mall would still be necessary.
I mean, other things you could go sports with, like indoor driving ranges and stuff like that. What else would you, or batting cages, but you kind of have that with Dick's over there on Eastview Mall.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like something like that.
Okay.
Like some type of indoor training facility.
You could put a rink in there.
Okay, so let's talk about
that. A training rink for hockey. You're always bitching about ice time.
So that's the two new ideas, at least thoughts that have been floated here, are more restaurants, which I don't know if Henry.
See, how many restaurants are you going to put in that town?
And that's also struggling. Youth sports was a big one.
Right.
All right. So let's walk down that road.
All right.
You could put in a hockey
turf
rink.
Turf fields,
okay. But here's the thing.
I don't know how much that's going to – I mean, I don't know how much you have to change the building and how much money that would cost to make that work.
I mean, Kimmy, they put a whole medical center in there. I'm sure they could do it.
But that's a place with money to do it.
You're right. The problem with youth sports, because I would argue anywhere else in Rochester, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Henrietta grew so much, again, in part because of the mall. You already have a hockey rink with four sheets of ice in the Tim Hortons Iceplex out there. And two facilities – with turf fields for kids in the Rochester Sports Garden and the Dome Arena.
So you don't need it.
I would think this is the one place in Rochester where if you were to build a rink and a turf field, it may not work.
Okay. What about a driving range?
Well,
Topgolf maybe moving into
potentially not far away.
But this would be indoor. Yeah. You could do a year round.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I'm sure Topgolf has an idea for that too.
There are a lot of those smaller indoor not driving ranges, but the actual golf simulators going in just about every area of Rochester.
So, like, there's going to be a bust in that business coming up, and then you're going to be hurt.
All right, I got it. The world's largest Bob's piano and organs. just acres and acres of pianos.
I love how we are so conditioned to retail that even when I go no retail, how about the biggest organ?
It's so hard to figure out what's left.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's the same problem we were running into when Eastview Mall shut down.
Yeah,
because it was so big, you had to do something with it, and we needed ideas. And the reason I bring this up is there are folks writing us on Instagram, and it's the same ideas people had when Eastview Mall closed. For example, Matt writes us Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Paintball or laser tag?
But laser tag already there. They have that giant laser tag place right across the street.
Lasertron, yeah.
Yeah.
But paintball, so one of the ideas for the old Eastview Mall was to turn it into the largest indoor paintball facility in America.
Okay.
But that seems like it's not exactly.
How much money can you make at that, though?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like,
maybe there's a bigger paintball community than we realize.
But would it pay the rent?
Yeah. I mean, that's a huge place.
Yeah.
Huge place.
You'd never run into anybody playing paintball.
Hello? Hello? I mean, there's got to be something that would work. Maybe we're just not thinking outside the box enough. Indoor drive-in movie theater. Call it Carbon Monoxide Theater. Well, no. So the Pontiac Silverdome where the Lions used to play, they do indoor drive-in movies, or did at one point.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
How does that work?
I don't know.
Yeah, you die.
I don't know.
Okay.
Not exactly sure how they did it, but I've seen pictures of them lining up everybody inside. How about, all right, I got an idea.
All right.
Indoor, outdoor camping.
Yeah, but you're right there.
Glamping.
Yeah, but you're kind of glamping, but ain't really glamping.
That's why it works. Hear me out.
All right.
We have a large camping community, and it's also become very trendy on Instagram for the Kimmy types. I'm out hiking, and I'm in like a teepee that costs like $2,000 a night. You paint the ceiling black. You make it look stars, right? You have areas for all kinds of different, like, quote, outdoorsy stuff.
But you are inside.
You're sleeping under the stars inside.
Okay.
Give me indoor, outdoor glamping facility at Marketplace Mall. Make it resort style inside. No?
Maybe.
No?
Are people looking to come here to go glamping?
What about those water parks? Those indoor water parks like that Great Wolf Lodge you went to.
Okay. All right. Well,
that thing's a hit.
Yeah, you're right.
That's something people travel to.
It also is expensive. And again, let's keep in mind, we're finding that people are spending less on travel, so it might be the worst time to build one of those.
No, but I mean, you wouldn't be traveling far to go do something. It's in your backyard to go do it, so you're not spending. You wouldn't have to, like,
style.
If you go to Great Wolf, you got to go get a hotel room.
Sure, sure.
You just go there for the day.
Okay, but you're now counting on a community our size to support a giant water park.
Yes.
Which I don't think we can. You know, the idea behind things like Great Wolf Lodge is you're pulling in people from the entire region.
Yeah.
And there's already one an hour away in Niagara Falls.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, that's where everybody from here goes.
Oh, I thought it was further.
I thought it was like at Erie.
Yeah.
No, no, you're thinking of a different place.
Another one.
Yes, the Great Wolf Lodge is an hour away just over the border in Niagara Falls.
Oh. Okay, forget that.
Okay.
252 WCMF.
Forget we're talking about the story on 13 Wham. The town supervisor of Henrietta wants Marketplace Mall to, like, do something. 13 Wham walkthrough, they found that of the 85 storefronts that are available in the mall, only 24 are occupied. And a new study shows it's not just Marketplace, that this retail apocalypse we're living through estimates in the next 10 years, 87% of shopping malls could be closed. There is something that can be done because you can't knock it down. What do you do with it if you knock it down?
Well, then it's just a lot.
That's what I mean. But for what?
For nothing.
Exactly. Like, you don't want a big empty lot in the middle of Henrietta, New York.
Could you lure movie studios into a place like that where you would create indoor studios?
Okay, so interesting you bring that up. Syracuse had this idea.
Okay.
There was a high school in Syracuse that had been abandoned for years, and a studio showed up, and they bought it to film high school scenes for movies in this high school. And it has gone horrible.
Not enough demand.
Not enough demand. The people that are using it apparently are not paying them for it. It looks like the school's about to get foreclosed on, and that's just a high school.
Right. Because I know, like, that's what Austin did. They moved a lot of movie stuff there.
Okay.
But we ain't Austin.
Put that on a t-shirt, selling the rock shop.
Yeah, there you go.
New sign on the way to Rochester.
We ain't Austin.
We ain't Austin. So a lot of folks are writing. For example, Walter writes us on Instagram, the abandoned malls are turning into old folks' facilities with some retail stores.
Okay, that's what we got going on now.
But yeah, there is one, but it's not in the actual mall.
Yeah.
Heather says they could build apartments because there's a shortage of apartments here somehow.
All right.
But again, it's going to get to a point where you build enough apartments.
Yeah.
You got to think long term here.
Okay. All right. That's, I don't know.
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
What?
Because we are in 2025 now. They built this mall in 1982.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you could make the argument up until 2015, that was a functioning, necessary retail space.
It was popping.
Yeah. Like right around there is when you started to see like the seeds of potential issues. 82 to 2015, let's see, 2018, carry the five. That's like almost 40 years.
Sure.
Is that enough lifetime to justify building the mall in the first place?
Yes.
Because, I mean, that's a huge investment. It's a giant space.
Right.
Right? I mean, even the parking lot when you drive through
Marketplace.
It's a good. It had a good run, but it doesn't feel that long. You know.
That's what I mean. Because Greece, they combined the malls in the early 90s, but those malls existed forever. Like Eastview Mall, it wasn't always the big fancy mall that it was, but that place has been around since what, the 1960s?
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just weird how we decide what malls we want to go to and what malls we don't want to go to.
Well, no, but you know, like taste change, right? You know, so like places like Sears and Penny's isn't cool to your daughters.
That carried those malls.
Right.
No, you're not wrong.
That was for my mother's generation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, I mean, Eastview also at one point had Penny's and Kaufman.
They
and
all Sears. Did, right?
Yeah, all of Sears, these things. Yeah.
America's Shops for Value.
So, like, why did we as Rochesterians decide we would rather go to Greece or Victor?
Because there was cooler stuff to go check out.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know. They were all the same at
Kinda,
one point.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Greece has lost Macy's. So,
well, Macy's is kind of tanked around the country, right?
Yes, exactly. Like, you know, it's these big anchor stores that are shutting their doors. It's really, really hurting these malls. I mean, I don't know. And what's funny is, again, it's for Marketplace, it's not for lack of trying. There was the idea to turn it into an outlet mall. Yeah. They tried that. It did not work, right? There was the idea to make it like a food destination. They opened up a bunch of restaurants. They turned the food court into like this international cuisine marketplace. That didn't seem to work.
The only other thing I could think of is you can turn these things into like convention centers because you got so much space.
But we already have a convention center.
Yeah, but I mean, you can make a brand. I mean, you can make a nice new one.
Two convention centers. Well, then what do you do with the old convention center?
Well, then figure it out.
You're eating your hand to spite your elbow.
Well, that's what happens, though. You're just pushing peas around a plate.
But that's what I mean, right? Like, we got to stop that.
We need more peas.
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Invest in some peas in the commercial.
Yeah, there you go. Pea farm.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This isn't a great look.
Okay.
But like we've discussed before on this show, the law does not specifically give a number where someone should be arrested for this.
All right.
There is a debate to be had. But whether or not you believe this man should face charges, one thing is for sure.
What are they saying?
He is going to have a lot of explaining to do once this gets settled and he heads back home with his son.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, a 44-year-old man from our area.
Mm-hmm.
Has been arrested after an incident at an Ironman triathlon in Lake Placid 2 weeks ago. Authorities say that while the 44-year-old participated in the triathlon, in the Ironman, which involves, by the way, about 10 hours of swimming, biking, and running, he left his 9-year-old son alone in a VIP tent.
Alone.
So authorities say...
How long? All day, basically?
Well, it would have been 10 hours.
Yeah. Okay.
So authorities say the 9-year-old was not in distress when they found him, and we do not know how long the kid had been alone when this all came up. But it does seem this man was planning on doing the whole race with his 9-year-old alone in a VIP tent.
So he didn't even say to anybody, like, hey, my kid's here, can you watch him?
No.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, like, was he expecting another family member or something to meet the kid eventually?
So we'll get to that. The dad, according to authorities, purchased a VIP pass for his son to hang in the tent, but workers there contacted authorities when they began to realize the kid had been alone in the tent for several hours.
There's a 9-year-old wandering around.
Yeah. So this 44-year-old man had to be stopped during the race.
Oh, my God.
Brought back to the tent where his son was. Where he was then arrested. During questioning, to answer your question, Kimmy, authorities say the 44-year-old had an older son who was supposed to attend, but was not able to last minute, leaving him, quote, scrambling for child care. He was charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Dad was released the same day. He has to go back to Lake Placid on August 7th for a court date. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I think we can all agree.
Yeah.
It is not the greatest look. To leave your 9-year-old alone in a VIP tent for 10 hours.
The time that it was going to take, too. Yeah.
But should he be arrested for it? And by the way, like what? 9 is like 4th or 5th grade, just to give you a point of reference in your head?
Yeah. I was in military school when I was 11. Well, I was 12.
Okay.
All right, it's a little.
But you still also had like adults around you at all times that were responsible.
Yeah. But they left you alone for a while too, though.
Yeah, and look how that turned out.
We're great.
Alert words go sometimes uptown.
They come out eventually. Yeah, I guess 9's too, because he could have wandered off and gotten hurt or lost. Or
there wasn't anybody keeping their eye on
him. I mean, somebody could
have
snagged the kid.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. But, all right. Here's the thing, even if you're like around your kid, somebody could snag your kid.
I understand, but here's like you're not even watching them and there's nobody. You didn't even tell anybody in this place.
Right.
Like I have a 9-year-old over here. Because you could have told the people that are running this VIP tent.
No, but had you done that, the second you ran away, they would have called the cops.
Yeah. Well, they would have told you no. Well,
exactly.
Yeah. Like, at least it would have been a stopgap from your stupidity.
Look, but I think this guy knew they were going to say no.
Right. Yeah.
I
mean, lay low for a while, 9-year-old.
I don't know what else you could tell the guy.
And again, it's a triathlon, so this guy probably trained for like months and months and months, had this last-minute thing show up where his older kid couldn't watch the younger kid. He's like, this is what I'm going to do. He did pay for the VIP pass.
Okay.
I would think keeping a 9-year-old occupied for 10 hours is a challenge on its own when you're around. What is that kid supposed to do for 10 hours?
Allow me to introduce you to these things called cell phones.
Yeah, but you don't think that kid's going to still get bored after 10 hours?
Anybody?
Will the cell phone last 10 hours without needing a charge?
Anybody with a 9-year-old, please call Kimmy and explain to her that if you leave your kid with a phone for 10 hours, that kid will not say a damn
word. Can you even get a signal?
And like, it's like, bro, it's Lake Placid.
No, but I don't know. Where is it in Lake Placid? Yeah. Is it in the center of town or is it out in the wilderness?
I would like to imagine that this father who was arrested for endangering the welfare of a child would not leave his 9-year-old in an Ironman VIP tent while he ran a 10-hour race without checking.
Absolutely.
If the there Wi-Fi. Would be
cell service.
All right, so both of you say this father should have been arrested for endangering the welfare of a child.
I mean, it just seems... I'm almost more upset at like his obliviousness to the situation.
The audacity, Tommy.
Well,
yeah,
selfish.
Like it's
the Odyssey.
Yeah.
Well, more like you didn't think anybody would notice.
I mean, you put this stupid race ahead of your kid's safety.
Bro, it's an Ironman.
And it's pointless. Nobody cares you ran an Ironman.
You get pictures and you frame them and you put it in you put the frame with the metal and then the bib.
You know your friends with it?
All right, look. 252 WCMF, again, with this 44-year-old man from our area who was arrested in Lake Placid after police say he left his 9-year-old son in a VIP tent alone while he planned on running this race, 10-hour race. When volunteers in the tent realized the kid was alone, they called the cops. They had to stop this guy. By the way, they weren't, like, running beside him. So, like, when you run an Ironman, you swim.
Yeah.
There's, like, a transition period where you get on a
bicycle,
bike.
Right?
Right?
And then a transition period where you run.
Yeah.
So they had to stop him at the transition period. So, you know, he's getting out of the water.
At least he got credit for that.
But like, you know, he's going from like bike to run, getting
he's
out of
in
his stuff.
Trouble and wet shoes.
Checking his time. So it said that they had to pull his bicycle out of where it was supposed to be. So he would go to somebody and be like, excuse me, where's my bicycle? Where then they were like, oh, hey, your 9-year-old kid's over here. So whether or not the man should be arrested.
Yeah.
He sure as hell is going to have a tough time explaining this when he gets home.
Yeah, how long is this, like, could he be looking at jail time?
No. It's probably just a fine.
But then do you have to go on some, like, list?
That I don't know either.
Like, you endangered a child
I
list?
Don't think so. Look, I would assume that there's not even going to be a conviction.
Okay.
Like, it's one of those things.
Now, you got to tell you, the wife or the ex-wife or whoever you made this person with.
That's just it. If mom is still around. That is not a conversation I want to have.
No.
Especially if they're divorced.
Yeah.
Also, let's say, hypothetically, I have a 9-year-old person that is friends with this kid. There is no way I am letting my kid go over to this kid's house or letting this dad take my kid anywhere to hang out. Like, you're not taking my kid to a Red Wings game. You're not taking him to a laser tag.
He hurt this kid's friendship with other kids.
Yeah, I think that most parents, as soon as charges of endangering the welfare of a child show up, no matter what happened, that is the end of play dates.
Yeah.
You can't trust anything unless it's at your house.
Exactly.
That sucks for that kid, man.
It does. I mean, but he probably got, like, pretty good. I mean, I would imagine the snacks in the VIP area of the Iron Man.
Oh, race. You know he rifles through all that stuff.
That's probably why they know. Like, this kid won't stop eating Cliff Bars. Somebody take those Cliff Bars away from that kid. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to John. Hey, John. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
I'm going to get out of here real quick because I got to jump. But here's the thing. Kids don't make good decisions as adolescents or young adults. That was just a stupid move by the father. Second of all, having run races like this in my ute, what if something happened to this guy? Heart attack in the middle of the race.
No, also a good point.
That's a good point.
Like
the
if you have to get taken away in an ambulance for whatever reason, that kid's...
He's debilitated. He can't say, oh, yeah, go get my kid. He's done. I mean, that's just stupid. Don't run the race. That's poor father.
All right, but John, you said you ran, real quick, I know you're trying to run. You said you ran races like this. How long did it take you to train for a triathlon?
Oh, Jesus. For me, a year.
Okay, so this guy may have put a year of work
12 months of working out.
Only for, like, his oldest son 2 days before to be like, yo, I ain't going. Like, John, I know with clear heads, this looks stupid, but having put all that work in for 12 months, only for a day or two before to find out you wouldn't think about
it's
it, John?
My kid. As a parent, you put your kids above everything else. And if you can't realize that, don't have a kid.
There you go, buddy.
America. America. John, thanks for the call, buddy.
See you.
There goes John. I think it's easy for John to say, and I'm not defending this dad, having not trained for 12 months, I'm telling you, when you put that much work into something, physically especially.
Well, that is so grueling.
It clouds your judgment.
But he did bring up a good point. Like, if something did happen to this guy, who knows how long that kid could have been stuck in the tent for?
You're right.
He could still be there today.
All right. I am not defending this dad.
Yeah.
But I would also like to throw out. Well, no, because look, if this is a friend of my kid, I'm judging the hell out of this.
Yeah.
But Kimmy, I would also like to present how different parenting is now compared to when we were kids. Because when I was 9 in the summertime, I would leave my house at 8 in the morning.
Oh.
My mother would not know where I was until lunchtime.
Sure.
I would leave again at lunch. My mother would not know where I was until it got dark.
Summertime? Yeah.
And that's with all of the most dangerous things. Creeks, bikes, toy guns.
Man, I can
busy
remember
roads.
Yes.
I remember getting into dirt bomb fights where you were just like clumps of dirt to throw at each other like they were grenades. Like I would, I would leave the house in the morning in the summertime on my bike.
Yeah.
And then go hang out all day. Sometimes you were eating over their house, you were eating at your house. Yeah, but different day and age.
Leaving skid marks everywhere he went.
Big time. King Skid.
Now just in his underpants. But it's just funny, like, what?
Still put a 13-incher in there.
Are we you put a 13-incher in your underpants?
Yeah, goes all the way up the back. Don't ask me how.
But, like, if we were to use
today's
definition of endangering the welfare of a child, for our parents.
Oh, my parents would be arrested.
Every parent that existed from 1975 to 1995 would be doing jail time.
I mean, I got to, but they always made it look like you were doing something special. Use the lawnmower.
Oh, yeah.
The push mower. Like, and I had a boat at 10.
Yeah, to your point.
A motor on it and a propeller.
Okay, that's ridiculous. But like I do remember in fifth grade mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
And I would have been 10 or 11.
And that's super ass dangerous, man.
But I mean, that's a pretty common thing, right?
Yeah.
At least back in the day.
But if I saw like a 9-year-old now, you know, pulling the string on a mower, I go, a little too young.
I agree with you.
Kid's going to lose a foot.
But like the weirdest thing about this.
Yeah.
This 44-year-old dad from our area goes up to Lake Placid to run the Ironman Triathlon. It's a 10-hour race if you finish it. He left his 9-year-old son alone in the VIP tent, bought him a VIP ticket, according to police, to sit in this tent after his older child, who was going to be responsible for him, bailed on him right before this event. He was arrested, charged with endangering the welfare of a child. They had to pull him out of the race to arrest him. Had the volunteers at this race not realized the kid was alone, and this dad finished.
He pulled it off.
He and his son probably would have just gone about their day.
Oh, of course you would.
Yeah.
Left Lake Placid the next day, and everything would be normal, right? And, you know, it is weird, as we always say, there is no definitive age in New York State where it is against the law to leave your kid. It's always a judgment call.
So?
If this kid gets left at home by himself, maybe the dad didn't see too much of an issue with it because I trust him at home.
But then, should you be able to leave a 9-year-old at home by themselves?
Because there is no law, right? There is no age.
There is not an age.
Yeah.
They leave it vague, which...
Maybe we should come up with a solid age.
I'm telling, look, and I understand...
Drill it into people's heads.
I understand the argument against it is every kid is mature at a different age, but can't you make the argument then that this 9-year-old is mature enough to be alone in a VIP
tent? Maybe he is.
And I don't know that. Again, not a great move, but until you give me a rock solid thing, it's like, you know, you've been arrested for speeding. Well, there's no speed limit. Well, you know, go what you think it should have been, and you were going faster than that.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.